while the world whizzes by. Enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B. Show.
All righty, here are the stories. Some of them seem unbelievable. Some of them are just hysterical, so we throw them all in here for What the Hell News. We throw them around the room so everybody gets their turn at them, like some people I know. Yeah, you know who you are. You know, slut. Let's start with Anahama.
You ever have a piñata?
Yeah.
At your party? I used to have them all the time growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you live in San Diego.
Yeah. Well, is it different here? Or?
Well, San Diego's, walking distance to Mexico.
No, I know, but you can go to Party City and pick up a piñata. That's like,
I know. I just thought maybe you had more Mexican influence in San Diego.
I mean, we got more Mexican food, but that's pretty much it, to be honest. Would you?
I had a horrible piñata experience when I was 5 years old.
I can only imagine.
Well, we've talked about I have this scar on my wrist, and it used to be way worse, but when I was 5 years old, I stuck my hand in the electric ringer washer, crushed all my fingers, broke my thumb, everything else. Well, I had my hand up in a sling in the hospital for 2 months. I was in the hospital at 5 years old. Why my hand, they did multiple surgeries and tried to fix it. They said I'd never be able to use it correctly again. And look at that. Huh? Degree in art. Yeah. Played sports. Work a board quite well. Look at that. Masturbate. I do a lot with this hand. Anyway, but I do wipe with the other hand. I don't know why, but probably because of when I was 5 years old. Oh, my God. I just figured out why I wipe with the left hand. I never knew. I trained myself at 5 years old. Holy.
You just now realizing
this? I really just realized it. I had this discussion the other day with Leah.
That's
she's
really
like,
weird that you
she's
want
like,
me.
Why do you wipe with your left and do everything else with your right? I don't know. Just figured it out. 5 years old. Had to.
Are you ambidextrous?
Only with poop. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. So the kid that was in the room with me for like a week when I was in the hospital was a Mexican child. And he had a birthday. So his family rolled in a piñata.
For a fiesta.
Right. And to not leave me out, and I don't know if that's how, I guess with a lot of parties, multiple kids get to do it or something. I don't know. They gave us both a bat. And they're like, you get to play too because we become buddies and stuff. But I had to use my left hand to swing this bat. This kid had both his hands. He was fine. I think he had like pneumonia or something, right? COVID. I don't know. He had something. He's beating the hell out of this thing. Like goddamn
is he
Mark.
In the hospital?
Yeah. He's beating this thing like Mark McGuire, and I'm swinging my 5-year-old left arm. I can't use my left hand. And whoever knocks it open gets all the candy.
Well, no, everybody gets the candy. You have to go run.
They
for
lied
it.
To me. He felt bad and gave me some. But yeah, he got all of it. It's his birthday. But it was so bad. That was my first experience. I didn't know what a piñata was. I'm like, what the hell are these people doing? This crazy donkey. It was a donkey. I'm sorry, continue.
So apparently there's a restaurant in St. Louis facing a wave of criticism after photos surfaced on social media depicting a racist piñata hanging in the crowded dining room.
Ooh, St. Louis. Ah.
Yeah.
They're known for racism.
All right. So what do you think it is? Well, what kind of racist piñata? Can you give me a picture? Can you paint the picture?
Maybe a local from Ferguson, suburb
no.
of St. Louis.
Oh. Good guess, but no, it's not black related. That's not where
Thank
we're going.
God.
Will?
Can you give the race, perhaps? Or would that
Yeah,
give
no,
it
go ahead. You guess the race.
I mean, it's the piñata. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say white. Switch it up.
No, it's actually a coronavirus-shaped pinata.
Cool.
Which is fine, but what they did, they added a little extra touch. You know that emoji that has just the slits for eyes?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Straight mouth.
Almonds?
Just straight lines.
Oh.
Like dashes for eyes. Well, they added a few other things. They added a triangle on its head. It looks kind of like a hat.
Oh, a little hat. A
little rice hat.
Oh.
And then they added a little mustache.
Oh.
Like two little whiskers.
Like a Fu Manchu?
Yeah.
Oh.
And people weren't happy. They said, hey, that's racist.
Can I guess what the person looked like that wasn't happy?
Yes.
I'm going to say 38-year-old white lady.
I don't know exactly who the person was, but apparently there are photos of the pinata. And most people don't seem to mind it. They're just kind of talking, but they did capture a few photos, and people are saying that this is wild. This is not okay.
Well, I saw the story, and the reason why the lady took pictures in the first place was she was doing that crap where she was busting a local... She got the pictures off somebody's Instagram that was thanking the Mexican restaurant for letting them sit inside during a rainstorm because St. Louis has dining outside only rules.
Mm.
So somebody was basically narking on the restaurant. And when they posted the pictures, some other softy saw the pinata in the picture and was like, wait a second, that is racist.
Yeah, people were not happy. Says here, xenophobia doesn't have to be accepted. Do not support, says a guy. There's no way to explain it away. It's a pandemic, not a joke. Respect the guidelines. Supporting this restaurant is being complicit in their actions. Those racist a-holes.
I heard the food was outstanding.
Probably great.
Can you deal with a little racism if the food is really good?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I mean, racism on that level?
Yeah.
Now, if they had a sign that said no Chinese allowed, then I'd be like, damn it, I'm going to have to not have your delicious tostados today.
Right, right.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
Do they still have the emojis that are kind of like ethnic, you know?
I mean, what?
Didn't they have like emojis that looked Asian and looked...
Yes! Yep.
I know they have different colors.
Oh, I thought you meant the standard yellow emoji.
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
My bad.
I thought there was like...
How long did it take you to realize you could hold your finger down and turn all of them like different shades of color?
We're
not long at all.
We're not boomers. We knew that.
I mean, no, everybody knows it, but everybody had a timeline.
I always knew.
You knew opening day?
Yeah.
Oh. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Damn it. Shut up. Oh, hey, James, you got a pinata story for me?
I have a terrible pinata story for you.
I was going to guess it was going to be terrible. Go ahead.
We were graduating from elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I was 11 years old, and we had this really tough pinata.
You graduated elementary school at 11 years old?
I did.
Neat.
So they got us all in a circle, and they're like, they got the aluminum bat, and they're like, everyone take turns. And the pinata was really tough, so like 20 kids before me were like swinging at the pinata. I step up in the dish, and I just really dig into it.
Yeah.
A hole burst through it. Like, the candy didn't fall out, but like 20 like double bubbles hit this dainty girl like right in the face.
Good.
I was traumatized, dude.
Hell yeah.
Like,
did you knock her out?
It was gruesome. Like, I don't know exactly what happened to her. Like, I was immediately just like cringed and curdled. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, what did I just do?
I bet every time she sees somebody chewing gum, she just starts crying.
It was traumatic, man.
Well, obviously, it's still sticking with you to today. But thanks for the story, man. I'm going to laugh every time I see double bubble now, so thank you.
See you, buddy. Bye.
Later, man. That's pretty good. I like it. William, what you got?
Well, speaking of beating things.
Yeah!
An Avon Park man is accused of exposing himself and masturbating.
Yeah!
While driving in Polk County earlier this week.
Hold on. Avon Park's not Polk County, so he had to drive over to masturbate. I believe Avon Park is Highlands County.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Pervert.
Justin Mosser, 32, was charged with 3 counts of indecent exposure in public.
He's a masturbator.
Yeah, nice. And 2 counts of committing a lewd act. On Monday, deputies say Mosser drove a gray Mazda up to a female driver on Highway 60
and tried to Mazda baiter.
Oh, nice.
Come on.
Try to get her attention. The woman looked over and noticed that his waist was completely exposed,
ooh,
and he was masturbating.
Dude, you always hear these stories of guys beating it in the car.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talked about
you,
it.
Will?
I don't. Yeah, I think I did one time.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
On a long drive.
That know? Was mine. I was coming from
yeah, I bet.
North Carolina. And I'm super tired. Yeah. And yeah, I remember calling the ex-wife, and I'm like, hey, I am coming home right now from North Carolina. And I was falling asleep at the wheel, and I was like around Jacksonville, and I was like, man, I don't know how I'm going to make it. And then I just got like a boner for no reason. It was like morning wood for no reason. And then I was like, ooh. I reached down, kind of touched her a minute, you know. And I was like, well, I'm awake now. And then that's when, you know,
you started to masturbate yourself?
But I had to, like, pace it. Because if I would have, I couldn't wrap it up in Jacksonville.
No, because then you would have
I'll be asleep by Orange Park. Yeah, so I had to tease myself for, like, 150 miles.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. I gave myself blue balls.
I was just about to ask.
Yeah.
Did it, blue ball, it hurt? Hurtful?
Eh, I got through it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fine. And that's how Zane was born. So stupid. So
from your balls.
So what happened? Did he get arrested?
Well, I like this quote from this woman, the victim of this thing. She said, first, nobody wants to see that. It's disgusting, rude, and perverted. Second, it's dangerous to be doing something like this while driving. This is wrong on so many levels. The victim gave a description of the driver, his car, and his license plate.
Wow, she saw a lot.
Yeah, which was registered to Mosser. On Wednesday, an undercover detective was driving on Highway 27 when Mosser pulled up to her unmarked patrol car and exposed his genitals.
Yeah.
He was pulled over and arrested.
Have you ever been flashed, Anna?
By balls?
Balls, penis, whatever.
Or like a breast?
Huh? No, a man. Like I'm trench coat.
Not like that, but I've definitely seen some balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like them?
No.
Well.
But walls are, they're not good.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh, those are some balls. It's not like seeing boobies or butt.
Right.
It's their balls.
But you like men's butts?
Yeah. It's not my favorite part of the, I like backs, chest. That's what I'm like, hey, hello.
Right.
Calves. I like calves.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But I don't want to see your balls.
Yeah. I'm guessing if you saw 100 sets of balls. Balls. Maybe one, you'd be like, you know what? Those are pretty good. Not bad.
Balls are balls.
Yeah.
They're nice and symmetrical, not too rankly.
You get those shiny ones.
Shaves them nice and nice.
Well, look at
got balls. Nice. They're a nice gleam to them. No?
I don't. They're just, they're weird. They're weird.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah, I feel bad for you guys. You have to lug that around. You sit on them.
Seriously. Oh. William, wait until you get to the age where you start sitting right on them. Whore. Like unannounced, unexpected, just you're in a great mood and you go to see a friend or something. You're like, hey, man, what's going on? Pop a squat. And then you pop a squat and you're like, oh, God, damn it. Mama.
Now question, because I don't have balls.
Right.
Now, does the pain, is it alleviated immediately when you stand up?
God, no.
Or it's a lingering, searing pain?
It can ruin an hour of your life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Depending on how hard.
Your tum-tum.
Oh, my God.
Like right above the pelvis?
It can give you a tum-tum ache?
Yeah, like when somebody kicks you in them. Yeah, and look, the heavier you are, the more impact it is when you flop on them, right? And like I said, it's that thing where you don't know it's coming, too, you know? So it's like you're just smiling. You're like, hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, how righty? Thanks for meeting me here at Applebee's. Crunch. Oh! And you can't scream. Like, you can't just yell out loud. You know, you can't just be in public and go, oh, God damn my balls, right? So you just have to take it like a man. You just have to go, and then your face can't change. But it will, and I've seen so many old men sit on their nuts dealing poker over the years, and I know the look. Like, I've learned it, and it's so subtle. It's like, if you don't know the look, you have no idea. The guy might have acid reflux. You don't know, but I know the look, and I know the timing of the look. When they sit down, and I see their face just contort just a bit, just a little bit, just a little. Maybe one eye a twitch. And every time I see it, I'll go, sat in your sack, huh? And they'll go, yeah, I do that sometimes. Yeah, you know how it is, man. It's, sometimes you plop down on the boys, you know? It's unfortunate.
Have you ever, like, do your eyes water? Like, can it get really, really bad?
Oh, yeah.
Where you're like, and not crying because you're upset, but it's just, like, really, it's painful.
I've done it where I flop down on one ball so hard, right, that I just rolled onto my side and just laid in the fetal position. I was like, that's a bad one right there.
Now, what can you do at that point? Does it feel better to, like, cradle them, like, hold them?
Rub them. Lightly. Yeah, just lightly. Yeah, cup them and just pet them like a chihuahua. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry. And your balls be like,
Are they, like, somewhat bruised, like, the next day? Is it kind of, like, tender?
You know, I don't know. I never really stared at them to see.
Well, I mean, like, you feel them. Like, do they feel tender?
I've never had that happen.
Okay.
I've been kicked in them and it didn't hurt like that the next day. Normally, balls are temporary pain. Like,
remember when chicks, like, when you were a kid,
yeah,
they figured out that kicking a boy in the balls will cripple them.
I'll punch a girl in the face.
I got in a fight.
100%.
With a girl one time over that.
Yeah.
She kicked me right in the balls.
You got to punch her in the boobies.
She beat me up.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you love her. It's your mom. I think worse than that is you got your stupid friends that they play that game, but he just walk by and, like, kind of smack you in the balls.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you had a little tap game.
Yeah.
Boys would touch each other's balls.
Not all boys, just the worst ones. Yeah.
You just kind of.
Hey,
with
bro.
The,
and just smack your nuts.
Yeah, with the back of your hand, you just kind of give them a little.
And it hurts. Like, it's not funny. It's funny. I mean, it is, but not to the victim. You know, you've been violated, not only painfully, but gayfully. You know what I mean?
Like, you wouldn't, like, make fun of the person that did that for touching your balls? Like, you know what I mean?
No, man.
No. You wouldn't be like, hey, that's gay, dude. Don't do that.
Because if that's what your circle of gay friends do, if that's what your friends think, it's cool. You know what I mean? Idiots.
Did they ever do that thing with, like, the towel and then they, like, whip you in the balls?
In the balls?
Yeah, I've seen that happen before. That used to happen in my school.
You're supposed to do the towel whip in the ass.
Mm-mm.
Not the balls.
The wool sack.
Like, I remember in the locker room playing football, you get the towel in the ass. Mm. But you would tell them, like, you know, hey, let me turn around and you get me in the ass. You know?
Not in the balls.
Don't get my balls. Get me in the ass. I'm not gay.
Get me in the ass.
Please. The other's gay.
That's my second slogan for this year. Get me in the ass, 2020. It is what it is. I like it.
All right, I got to play a song because I promised everybody. So people were disgusted when all the celebrities came out and had the Imagine song. You know, they were just all like a little montage. Imagine I wasn't filthy rich. And everybody's like, you sons of bitches, I lost my job. Like, people took it the wrong way. So another group of comedians and whatnot came out to kind of make doo-doo on Gail Godot and her friends by doing another song that is COVID-19 related from their home.
How come you're always such a fussy young man?
David Cross.
Don't want no Cap'n Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran.
Sarah Silverman.
Well, you don't know that other kids are starving in Japan, so eat it.
It's just all comics.
Just eat it.
Don't want to argue, I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about the kind of food you hate.
You know, can they sing? You know, they're just talking the lyrics. I want to hear them get into it.
You won't get no dessert till you clean up your plate. So eat it.
I don't care if
there
you're
you go.
Full, just
eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg.
And beat it.
Have some more chicken. Have some more pie.
Have some more chicken.
Jack Black looks really rough right now, guys.
I bet.
Holy mountain man, scary. It is very, very scary. Gator, what up?
Hey, what's up, Johnny B?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I have a pretty humorous story about getting kicked in the nuts.
Hell yeah.
Actually, just thinking about it makes my nuts hurt.
Oh.
But, you know, what Will said about that age when girls learn that, you know, boys have nuts to be kicked.
Right.
I was about that age, and I was sitting at a lunch table, which was the picnic-style tables, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sitting across from this girl that I'm just absolutely infatuated with. And this is the 80s, so she had the big hair and whatnot.
Down there.
We were all just, you know, making fun of each other just lightly or whatnot. And she went to kick me, I guess, in the shin, she said. But she actually kicked underneath. So I got kicked from behind. '80s boots with a steel tip on the bottom.
No, Mama, no.
The pointy tip. Oh, man.
That had to be embarrassing, right?
Hour and a half.
You had to, like, collapse, right? And then she was like,
and literally 35 years later, thinking about it makes my nuts hurt.
Sorry, dude. Dude, honestly, my balls are hurting a little bit just talking about it, too. We got to change the subject, man. Well, thanks for listening, man. Go rub your balls like a chihuahua, okay? You deserve it.
All right. Love you guys.
Later, man.
Love you.
The nice guy. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Daryl!
This is the only way to describe it.
Okay.
Have all of your toes stubbed on concrete at the exact same time. Have Mike Tyson and an elephant kick you in the groin at the exact same time and focus all of that into your lower abdomen, and you want to puke and pass out all at the same time, and you can't even talk, and the only sound you can make is... kill you.
You're right. You're right, dude. Thanks, man. Ow.
I like how he described getting hit in the nuts as getting hit in the nuts.
Yeah.
He used the groin instead.
Yeah. Pretty good analogy.
Good one, Daryl.